Arbitrary, capricious, unreasonable. Some of the words a New York judge used to describe the Obama administration's requirement that teens under 16 get a prescription in order to get the morning after pill. Now, you might remember in 2011, the FDA recommended that the pill be available without a prescription to all women. But then Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius overruled the FDA, and this morning, New York District Judge Edward Corman overruled her, calling her decision improper political influence. Sarah Cliff is health policy reporter for The Washington Post. She joins us from their studios. And Sarah, the morning after pill does not abort a pregnancy. It prevents a pregnancy. It has to be taken within days after having sex. So tell us more about what the judge ordered today.
Yeah, so it was a ruling we were expecting for within a few weeks. We've been told this was coming. And essentially, you know, as you mentioned, it was a really strongly worded opinion where he said the motivations for this decision are political. As you mentioned, arbitrary is another word he used. So he's directed the Food and Drug Administration to, across the country, within 30 days, make Plan B and, you know, other emergency contraceptives available over the counter, both to minors and to women over 17 as well.
And we have to, and that's important, over the counter, because while 17 and under were required to get a prescription, all women were required to speak to a pharmacist. It was across the counter prior to this.
Right. This also matters to you know, women over 17. Essentially, before, if you wanted to access Plan B, you'd have to go to a pharmacy during usually normal business hours. Now, under this new regulation, if you know nothing intervenes, you'll essentially be able to go to the pharmacy or the supermarket drug aisle and essentially pick up Plan B just like you would Tylenol or any other over-the-counter medication.
Well, even reproductive rights advocates were concerned about minors, because while the morning after pill is considered safe, it can have side effects. Some wondered if young women, 15-year-olds, should handle those by themselves without an adult being involved. What was Sebelius's concern about keeping the prescription aspect for young women? What was her concern expressed in the lawsuit?
The concern was largely about, you know, whether young women under 17 would be able to understand the labels, understand the medication that they were taking. And that was a controversial position to stake out. The Food and Drug Administration, after it reviewed the evidence, the medical evidence on Plan B and emergency contraceptives, it said that, you know, the risks were similar to other, you know, over-the-counter medications you'd find in a drug aisle. You know, any pill is going to have some kind of complication. What the administration has said was they were worried that, you know, minors wouldn't be necessarily able to understand those risks. One of the interesting things about this ruling is it does give the FDA leeway to change the labels. So if there are certain concerns they have that they don't think the labels right now are clear enough for minors, they have some wiggle room to change those labels in the next month as they get ready to remove some of these restrictions.
So this is the latest chapter in the battle over this very new medicine. Just give us a brief thumbnail of the history and some of the political battles.
Yeah, it's been almost a decade of really fierce, heated battle over this. We've had, you know, multiple federal officials resign over the battle over Plan B. You know, and this kind of spans both the second Bush administration and the Obama administration. We might right now be seeing the closing to that battle. We haven't heard from the FDA yet whether they plan to challenge this ruling, or this just could be, you know, one other step in a decade-long saga.
Well, I mentioned the concerns of even reproductive rights advocates, some who worried about minors being able to handle this medicine by themselves. But of course, many conservatives feel that the morning after pill will promote sexual activity in young people. Did the judge take that up?
You know, not as much. His ruling really, you know, focused on, you know, the medical effects of this, although that is something, you know, I'm seeing right now is a concern that, you know, both that this will encourage sexual activity among younger minors and also that you could see some relying on this as a form of birth control. That is a concern conservatives raise and that you will hear, you know, if this ruling goes forward, some warnings about that issue.
Sarah Cliff, health policy reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.